You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. We're still in the midst of winter, but spring is going to bring us late season storms, perhaps, and some lovely music. And Cap Radio's arts and theater critic Jeff Hudson is here with a preview of the concert season in the region. Hi, Jeff.
Always good to be here, Beth.
You made it across the causeway okay today?
I did. It was windy. One of the road signs had blown over, but it's okay.
All right. Well, let's start with a concert that's coming up soon, March 10th, in fact.
There are two, Saturday, March the 10th at Congregation Bet Haverim in Davis, and Sunday, March the 11th at Capistrano Hall, and the group is the Chamber Music Society of Sacramento. They've been doing this world tour theme for the last couple of years, and this month they are doing music from Italy, and so you have composers like Giuseppe Tartini. They'll do the Devil's Trill Sonata, which is a real violin showpiece, and they'll do some more violin pieces by Niccolo Paganini and Giovanni Bottesini, and they're even going to do a little bit of chamber music by Giacomo Puccini. We all think of him as being an opera composer, you know, La Boheme and all that, but he actually wrote some lovely chamber music as well. They're also going to be doing a vocal piece by Ottorino Respighi. Now, people who listen to our music station are very, very familiar with his ancient airs and dances. I sometimes joke with the Insight staff that if I had a dollar for every time the music station here has played ancient airs and dances, one of those three suites, I could take the whole Insight staff out to dinner at a very nice restaurant.
Okay.
but Respighi's orchestral works are very perky and cute and draw on Renaissance themes. His vocal music is something completely different, and Carrie Hennessy, a soprano who lives in this area and has appeared on Insight several times, will be singing a piece with a string quartet called Il Tramonto. Let's hear a little bit of that. And this is, by the way, a recording featuring Anne Sophie von Otter, because this is the first time Carrie sung the piece. She hasn't recorded it yet.
His voice will be magnificent.
It is, and in addition, you know, it's not going to sound like cute tour of the Baroque. I mean, it's a much more serious, dramatic type piece.
Definitely.
There's another soprano coming to town, Beth.
Yeah, and for the other one, let's start some of the music and have you talk right over it.
Okay,
Jeff.
Go ahead.
He was always dressed in black, long.
And that's a tune called Black Max. The soprano is Dawn Upshaw, who's won multiple Grammy Awards, and she got one of those MacArthur Genius Grants a couple of years ago. She'll be working with pianist Gilbert Kalish, who's been here a couple of times, and they've been performing together, doing recitals for years. They're going to be doing music by Franz Schubert, German composer, Hungarian composer Béla Bartók, English composer Rebecca Clark, and that song, Black Max, is by William Bolcom, who was a guest of honor at the Mondavi Center a couple of years ago. Very witty type, sinister humor.
Let's hear a moment more of it.
Night in Rotterdam, when the right night people of all the town.
And that's on Thursday, March the 15th, 7:30 p.m. at Capistrano Hall, part of the New Millennium Concert Series, which is also bringing in some other good groups this year.
All right, now we're going to go to a 12-cello rock band from Yale.
Yeah, they're from Yale, and they're a group called Low Strung. 12 cellos. One of them is Hannah Sumner, who grew up in Davis and played with the Davis High Orchestra and the UC Davis Symphony. She's now at Yale and doing her undergraduate studies. And they are touring. They're going to be playing a couple of nightclubs in the Bay Area, and they're doing two concerts in Davis, one on Thursday, March the 15th at the Brunel Hall at Davis High, and on Friday, March the 16th, Stonegate Country Club. These are both at 7:30 p.m. Let's hear a little of the music. This is a tune. I'm going to put you on the spot, Beth. Can you name that tune?
I can't name it, but I think I saw Coldplay somewhere
yes,
in the title.
Yes, it's an all cello instrumental version of a song from 2005 called Fix You. And I had to look it up. I'm not all that up to date on Coldplay, I must confess. So, wonderful 12 cello band. If you've never heard an all cello ensemble, I've heard them a couple of times, and it's got a real nice, deep, earthy feel to it.
It's beautiful. You're listening to Cap Radio's arts and theater critic, Jeff Hudson. In this week's Sound Advice, we're getting a preview of the spring concert season in the region. Let's move on to a concert that's actually on St. Patrick's Day.
It is, and of course, St. Patrick's Day means Irish music.
Yay!
Especially at the Mondavi Center. They have a party every year that involves beer tasting. Organized by the Robert Mondavi Institute. The bands this year are going to be Danu, a Celtic band from Ireland, and then there's another Irish band which will be here for the first time. It's spelled G-O-I-T-S-E, which is pronounced Gwitcha. I'm going to need to sign up for Irish pronunciation
G-O-I-T-S-E
lessons.
G-O-I-T-S-E is Gwitcha.
Gwitcha. Okay. And I'm going to have to get Saoirse Ronan or somebody to give me proper Irish pronunciation lessons. Let's listen to a little bit of the music by Danu. I was telling my neighbor, who's a freshly arrived from Japan, 43-year-old doctor, that on March the 17th, everybody's Irish for the day. Just like if you're in Japan and you go to the Akimatsuri, everybody gets to yell washoi, washoi, and carry the shrine down the street together.
Our insight producer, Chris Remington, by the way, I know he's trying to hide, but he's got to be jigging. There he is.
So that's Saturday, March the 17th at 7 p.m. at the Mondavi Center on UC Davis campus.
Okay, this is fun. Do you have one more?
I do. Zakir Hussain has played in the area. He's a tabla artist, and this time through he's going to be performing with Rakesh Chureja, a flutist, bamboo flute.
Wow.
And as our insight staffer, Cody Drabble, reminded me, well, my dad knew Zakir Hussain because he played with the Grateful Dead, which he did.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's been all over the world and performed with all kinds of groups. He'll be at the Harris Center on Saturday, March the 10th at 7:30 p.m. They start a little early because those guys like to play for about 2.5 hours. Yeah. They do a nice long set.
Cody, by the way, link to the NPR profile so we can get even more background.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little more music. Oh, I think it's just gorgeous. And that's Saturday, March 10th.
Correct.
At 7:30 at the Harris Center.
Right.
All right. Stay safe, stay dry, stay warm during the storm, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Will do, and there are lots and lots of concerts.
We'll post them on our website at capradio.org/insight. And that's this week's Sound Advice. In fact, that's our show for today. I'm Beth Ruriak. Our producers are Jen Picard, Chris Remington, and Cody Drabble. Our technical director, Mark Jones, with Anthony Hook. Our executive producer, Joe Barr. Thanks for joining us.